Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps. This is an oldie but goodie. Order my steps in your word. Please order my in your word. Yes, Lord. We just want to saturate the atmosphere this morning. I'm not preaching this morning, but the Lord did admonish me to get on here today and talk about the power of prayer. I'm sorry, not the power of prayer, but the purpose of prayer. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. Hey, hey. Hit them notes, why don't you? Lead me, guide me every day, every day, every day. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. Worthy, worthy. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're still the same in an ever-changing world, God. And for that, Lord, we give you praise. We give you praise. Hallelujah. In your word. Guide my feet, Lord. In your word. People say a whole lot of stuff, Lord, but is it in your word? Hallelujah. In your word. Show me how to talk in your word, Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Get out of the bush, child. Get out of the bush, Sikanda. Hallelujah. We give you praise on the day, Lord. In your word, please order my steps. In your word. Yes, yes, yes. In your word. Yes, Lord. Yes, Word. Yes, Lord. In the Word. I'm sorry, I'm looking for a scripture here, so bear with me. Bear with me one moment, and we're gonna have a powwow, all right, about the purpose of prayer. Order my steps in your word. Order my steps in your word. Please. Hey, Shiba, it is the most high. Order my steps in your word. In your word. What is this? Hallelujah. 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 Go ahead and magnify the Lord with me. That is a good place to shabak his name. That is a good place to give God the honor that he is due. That's a good place to interject your petitions before the Lord, to send up your incense of repentance so that the Lord can rush into your space and saturate you with his presence. Oh, Lord, we pray this morning for the people. We pray for ourselves this morning in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are Lord, that you are God, and that you are almighty, and that you are still seated at the right-hand throne of the Father, that you make intercession for us. God, pray for us insistently and persistently, God. Never sit down your prayer. Never sit down your word. Never sit down anything concerning us. God, may our lives be forever before you in the name of Jesus, that we may walk and our steps are ordered according to your word in the name of Jesus. Now, God, send from heaven, God, in the name of Jesus, thy kingdom into the earth, that we may walk in the majestic power and might of who you are. God, we repent this morning against anything that is not like you. We repent, God, in the name of Jesus, for anything that has not been pleasing in your sight or in your way, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just want to say thank you this morning. Thank you for keeping us in the palm of your hand. Thank you for keeping us hidden in your heart. God, thank you for keeping us on the mind of Christ. God, thank you in the name of Jesus that you never fail, that your hand is never changing, that you are the same God today, tomorrow, and forevermore. We give you praise on today. Now, God, let our prayers visit every space that our children occupy. In the name of Jesus, let our prayers exist in every community that we dwell in, or every community that we are yet to do business with. God, in the name of Jesus, expand our borders, expand our territory. Give us influence in places that we never anticipated, thought, or even imagined. God, in the name of Jesus, sit upon us, visit us in the name of Jesus, that we may be saturated with your presence, that we may be saturated with your glory. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. open up the windows and the doors of heaven and pour us out a blessing that we have not room enough to receive it, pressed down, shaken up, and running over, that it shall be given unto our bosoms. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your presence. We thank you that you are a majestic God, a powerful God, an all-knowing God, a God that sits high, and for our sake, a God that looks low. Now, God, elevate us to our places that you designed for us to operate and to have ability and to have authority and to put our hands to work, God. Elevate us to the spaces where we are to have influence in the name of Jesus. Place our feet in the stream of wealth and let them be forever planted, God. Hallelujah. May we be a blessing to the kingdom and may we be a blessing unto the world and unto the communities that we dwell in. Now bring under subjection every spirit that is not like you. Bring under subjection every person, diabolical personality that would work against the power and the ability of who Christ is in the earth. In the name of Jesus, we bring under subjection every spirit that would rebel against the power, and the knowledge of who Christ is in the name of Jesus. Now, stretch out your presence in our community. Stretch out your presence in our region. Stretch out your presence in the earth in the name of Jesus. We send your spirit even unto the White House in the name of Jesus, that you would be stretched out there in Jesus' name. Now, God, hallelujah. Elevate us, God, in the name of Jesus, that we may take the bloodstained banner, Lord, in the name of Jesus, into the highways and the byways and all of our respective places that you've given us ability and authority to operate in. God, in the name of Jesus, we bust the windows where doors have been locked in the name of Jesus. We pluck up every evil thing that has worked against our bloodline in the earth in the name of Jesus, and we step over into new territory with new influence and new ways of operating in the earth, God, that are God ordained, God sent, God ways. God, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. Visit us this morning, hallelujah, that this powwow may be consecrated. And whatever you have to say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, season the words with salt, that it may be palatable unto the hearer in the name of Jesus. And we'll be sure to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, for it is all due unto you in the name of Jesus. Turn seasons to work in our behalf. Turn tables to work on our behalf in the name of Jesus. Sit us at tables, God, and let us be compensated according to our skill sets, according to our experiences. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, according to who you said that we would be in the earth in the name of Jesus. And let God, that anywhere that there is lack of compensation, let it be an offense to you. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that we have the ability to be your threshing tool in the earth. And we thank you for open doors and open windows. And where there lacks to be open doors, we bust open the windows and we silence the mouth of the liar and the lying tongue in the name of Jesus. And let God ordained hands be extended in the name of Jesus, that we don't sit, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that we don't sit in the earth without the earth rendering our gifts and our talents and our abilities. Hallelujah. But we thank you, God, that compensation meets us in the name of Jesus for what you've equipped us to do in the earth. In the name of Jesus, be offended for our behalf, God, where there is cheating. Be offended on our behalf, God, where there is theft of your gifts and your talents and your abilities. God, in the name of Jesus, draw that sword until compensation has been given, where there has been theft and where there has been thievery. In the name of Jesus, because it is you that operates through us. And God, we give the offense back to you in the name of Jesus. And we'll be sure to give you the praise, the glory and the honor, for it is due all unto you. In the mighty and majestic name of Jesus Christ, we shabak you. We surrender in your presence. We call on the name of Jesus, that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that you are Christ, that you are Lord, that you are King of Kings, and that you reign supreme. Open every door. Bust open every window, pull out the red carpet in the name of Jesus, and show us thy path. Order our steps in the mighty and majestic name of Jesus Christ. Let us always find ourselves in a place of favor in Jesus' name. And we'll be sure to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in the mighty and majestic name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Good morning. Praise the Lord. My name is Pastor Tanola Oliver of the Salt Room Apostolic Temple Digital Sanctuary, and I am excited to be talking into the hearing of the 2,000 of you, 2,000 plus now of you, that tune in every Sunday morning to hear what thus says the Lord unto us. And so today I am not preaching, but the Lord did place upon my heart to talk to you this morning about prayer, and what is the purpose of prayer, and what do we do with prayer, and how does prayer ability, how does it help us in the earth, and how is it effective for us in the name of Jesus? And so, I don't have my glasses on, so forgive me in advance, but I'm going to read a scripture into your hearing. Now, before I start reading the scripture, I said I'm going to start opening up every Sunday service with opening up the doors of the church, because in this season, God's primary focus is bringing souls back into the kingdom. And so this morning, what I want you to do, if you have already been touched by the presence of the Lord that has saturated us in this space, what I want you to do this morning is to say this prayer with me, is that, God, I surrender my all to you. I want you to order my steps. Forgive me of my sins. And I believe that you are Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that you died not only that I should have life, but have it more abundantly. And in addition to you died for the remission of my sins. And by your stripes, I am healed and I am made whole in the mighty and majestic name of Jesus Christ. Now you can come this morning by letter of experience or by baptism. And so let me give you a telephone number fairly quickly that I want you to text so that, hold on 1 second, so that you can text us. And it does two things for you. It plugs you into our community for communication. In addition to, it allows us to stay in contact with you. Every Sunday morning, you receive an alert for sermons on demand, okay? And in addition to, you can respond. There is always a message that says, do you need to be baptized? You can respond to that, and we will arrange for your baptism. Don't fret. Don't worry. It is just, I say it all the time, it is just a real quick dip in the tub, all right? And but it is an essential part of your salvation. And so while we don't want to discount it, I don't want to magnify it in into your understanding that you fear it, right? It's a small step for us, right? It's just it's just a dip in the tub, right? Immersing your entire body really quickly in the tub, in the water, right? However, the angels rejoice when we go down into the water in the name of Jesus. Because it is the mandate, it is the precept, it is one of the steps that is an outward demonstration of our faith. And then when we get up out of the water in the spirit, we are a new creature. All right. And so you're going to text Salt Room, SALTROOM, to 855-781-2204. And again, it's Salt Room, SALTROOM, to 855-781. What's those last four digits? 2204. 04. And so that plugs you into our Sermons on Demand every Sunday morning, where you get to hear the voice of the Lord through the prophetess, which is myself, Tanola Oliver. I do not take it lightly at all that you would allow me to come into your hearing and that you trust the anointing that rests upon my life. So do that urgently. So that we can stay connected with you, so that you can stay connected with the mouth of the Lord, so that you can your steps can be ordered according to what the Lord is saying in this season unto the church. All right. Thank you so much again for being a part of the Salt Room Apostolic Temple. And so First Thessalonians, I don't have my glasses on. What was I thinking? First Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17. Now we exhort him, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying. Hallelujah. So I think it is important in this particular text that the Lord gives us a very illustrative instruction before he says, pray without ceasing. He says, rejoice evermore. And so we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. That's what the Bible says, right? And if the joy of the Lord is our strength, then God is instructing us that when we enter into prayer, right? Because when we enter into prayer, it is a spiritual realm. And that the Lord is saying, do not come into this spiritual realm without strength on you. Huh? And in order to activate that strength, the Lord says, I want you to rejoice. Huh? And so notice that every Sunday morning for me, it's not just a matter of me just putting on music because I like to sing. Lord knows I like to sing, but more so than anything, I enjoy worship. And it is in the presence of the Lord in worship where I get to rejoice and to shabak the presence and the magnificentness of who Christ is. And so it gives me the ability to put on my strength before I enter into prayer. Now, here is the thing. A lot of people think that the purpose of prayer is to get you things in the earth, right? So we know that the Lord is the ultimate gift giver. Do you hear what I'm saying? The giver of spiritual gifts and the giver of physical gifts, right? Things. And that's why for a season there was the prosperity gospel, because we tapped into a realm that we began to understand that praying, that the Bible says that if you ask anything and you ask it in my name, that's what the Bible says, that it shall be given unto you. And so it was a miracle when we tapped into a realm in the earth where we realized as a church that if we prayed, that the Lord began to move in the earth expeditiously for us and on behalf of us. And it was beginning to move wealth in spiritual realms. The Bible says that the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. And so if you are wealthy or if you are righteous, know that there is a vein that exists in the earth that's waiting on you to tap into it so that the Lord can transfer wealth. Sheba, from one source unto the to the source in the name of Jesus. Ayabashi, may the conduits be activated in your life. In the name of Jesus. And so the Lord says, don't you enter into this spiritual realm without putting on your strength. And what is your strength? It is the joy of the Lord. So the Bible says, rejoice evermore. And then it says, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. And so those are the stones of prayer, that you rejoice, that you pray without ceasing, and that you give the Lord thanks in his presence. Do you hear what I'm saying? Now, the purpose is what I really want to talk about this morning. And so the thing about being connected to the Holy Spirit, the thing about praying insistently and consistently, is that you connect to the power and the presence of the Lord. And you don't, I tell you what, the presence of the Lord sneaks up on me regardless to where I am or what I'm doing. And it is in the moments that the Lord walks up to you, and the presence of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, taps you on the shoulder and begins to whisper something into your ear. That, that is the purpose of prayer. It doesn't matter how things look, or how things are situated, or what the circumstances may be, that the purpose of prayer is that the Lord, it gives the Lord a portal to always enter into our lives and to our situations and to minister to us in the moment without moment's notice. And so I don't care what I'm doing or where I'm at, prayer has provided a pathway and a portal that the Lord is always saying something into my hearing. And it is a gentle nudge or a tap on the shoulder, and then the Lord begins to say some things into your hearing that gently says, don't you worry about this, because everything is going to be all right. Do you hear what I'm saying? And so the purpose of prayer is not for us to get things. And I'm already finished with the message. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, just stop right there and let me take it from here. And so the purpose of prayer is not for us to get things, though it is a residual effect of prayer, right? Because the Bible says if we ask it and we ask in his name, believing that it shall be given unto us, right? So that is the inheritance of the righteous. So we don't never have to worry about praying amiss, right? When we enter into prayer and the presence of the Lord, rejoicing and giving God thanks, we can anticipate and expect the Lord to move because that's who he is. Now, if your mother and your father move on your behalf, then think what more your Father in heaven will be willing to do for you that's seated at the right-hand throne of the Father, huh? And making consistent intercession on your behalf. But the real purpose is so that you can hear the voice of the Lord, and so that it provides a portal for the Lord to enter in your life and without a moment's notice, and to whisper into your ear, to give you instruction, and for you to know that he is always there with you. Hallelujah. That is the purpose of prayer, the portal that exists between you and heaven, so that God can not only that angels descend and ascend, but that the presence of the Lord also has the ability to enter into that portal and to say, I am here, I am in the midst. Be not afraid. Do not be fearful of their faces. Do not shudder or stutter at their devices, because I am the Lord Amanda, and I am in total control. My name is Prophetess Tanola Oliver of the Salt Room Apostolic Temple. I invite you this morning to sow a seed. We have been in the vein of about 3 to 4, maybe 5 months of sowing a seed of $52. That seed has been a supernatural seed. And so if you have the ability this morning, I encourage you to sow that $52 seed at Cash App, $SALTROOM, and let the Lord be the Lord. Let God be God, and let the Lord come into your life in a supernatural way. And begin to move expeditiously on your behalf. If you don't have the ability this morning to sow that $52 seed, that's okay, because the Lord counts everything that you sow, and you sow in sacrifice. And so if you don't have a $52 seed this morning, I encourage you to sow a $25 seed. And you can do that at $SALTROOM. And if by chance you are unable to sow the $52 seed, the $25 seed, sow what you have, whether it's $5, $10, or $2. I encourage you and admonish you this morning to get some seed into the ground so that the supernatural power of who the Lord is can begin to operate in your life. And more importantly, so that the anointing that rests on my life for prayer, that the Lord can begin to invest that investment into you. Prayer is an investment. We sow it into the Lord, and in return, the Lord sows some things in the realm of the Spirit into our lives. He gives us a revelation on how to come before the throne room and how to shift things around in the realm of the Spirit when we pray. It gives us the ability to hear the Lord in season and out of season. It gives us the ability to track the Lord in season and out of season. And Lord knows His thoughts are higher than His thoughts, and His ways are higher than our ways. But it says that He will give us the mind of Christ. And though we may not be able to track and trace Him every day, that it is in those moments where those split decision moments, or those moments of discouragement, or those moments of ponderance, that the Lord steps into that portal and begins to say something into your hearing and into the environment to let you know that He is Lord, that He is King of Kings, and that He still reigns supreme, and that He is in total control. I admonish you to sow that seed this morning. And again, I invite you to be a part of the Salt Room Apostolic Temple, and you can do so by texting Salt Room, SALTROOM, to 855-781-2204. May God be pleased, may God be praised, and may the devil be horrified in Jesus' name. Until we see each other again, live in the overflow. Shalom.